Hi, this is Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. This fall, the season ended prematurely for the Harvard men's soccer team when it became known that the men had rated members of the women's team on the basis of their appearance. The men's wrestling team at Columbia brought similar consequences on themselves when their racist and lewd texts became public. Bill Littlefield has been wondering who's next.
The Harvard men played soccer until suddenly they stopped. The bubble of a season full of winning lately popped. It ended prematurely. It turned out the Harvard men had rated Harvard women, and not just now and then. Tradition can be swell, I guess, but it can also be a nasty, witless practice in which men are feeling free to mock the female players. They'd been doing that for years, and now they're sitting idle as their season disappears. Perhaps it's not surprising that we've also lately learned that male athletes at Harvard aren't alone in getting burned for being unevolved. The wrestlers on Columbia's team have also been sat down for language even more obscene. Their targets, women, gays, and blacks, the season there is done. Suspended, halted, stopped, defunct, its race has now been run. I wonder, given what we know and what we're bound to guess, which of the six remaining schools will next turn up a mess? Beneath which ivy leaf is ignorance at work like rot, about to be revealed to show us what we've really got at still another hallowed hall where some no doubt believed the best and brightest flourished. Hey, could be they were deceived. If you're the AD in New Haven or perhaps at Penn, a coach employed at Princeton, are you worried, wondering when the stupid texts will surface to bring down a season there? At Dartmouth and Cornell as well, are athletes now aware, resolving to erase the emails they have lately sent and hoping they have been erased at places where they went? Have laptops now gone dark at Brown? Has texting ended there? And are the Ivies all alone in that sort of despair? I think not, and I'm much inclined to take a risky flyer and say the sexist, racist blather goes a little higher than even some of this grand country's ivy-colored halls. I won't fill in the name for you, 'cause I don't want the calls.
Coming up on this weekend's show, three-time Super Bowl-winning quarterback Steve Young reflects on his days as the USFL's so-called $40 million man. But was he? Also, how wide receiver Kenneal Bruce lost vision in one eye and came back to play football, and the always unpredictable Charlie Pierce. And don't forget to find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.